Time now for financial advice for this holiday season with Day-to-Day's money expert, Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post, and advises Day-to-Day listeners on personal finance. Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
The subject today, gift cards. These are gift certificates that look like credit cards. They're very, very popular now. According to the 19th Annual Consumer Survey of Holiday Retail Spending, these are actually going to replace clothes as the present of choice this year. So what about gift cards?
I think they're a great idea. Listen, it's really hard to find the right gift for people, mostly because everybody has everything they already need. So if you can't think of something, a gift card is a great way to go about it. You know that the person's going to get exactly what they want. So that means that no money's going to be wasted.
And one size fits all. So what are some of the things people should look out for when purchasing a gift card?
Well, listen, all gift cards are not created equal. The most important thing is to see whether the gift card is going to expire. Oftentimes, the expiration date is about a year. You don't want to get a gift card that's going to do that. I'm notorious for getting gift cards and putting them in the drawer because, you know, I'm so cheap. I'm trying to wait to use it and then forget about it, and then it has expired. So you want to look for that. Don't get a card that has an expiration date if you can help it. Also, some cards have fees that if you don't use it, they charge you. So you definitely want to stay away from those kinds of cards.
Well, what kind of present is that?
I'm telling you, isn't it? You know, they should definitely be something that you can use anytime. So you want to really look at the fine print. Read the back of the card. Ask the customer service people, you know, what if they keep this a year or two? Can they still use it? Just ask those, because you don't want to get a gift card that the person, you know, then goes to use and they can't.
I wonder if a gift card maybe has something going for it that, say, a gift of money would not, because, you know, if you lose the money or misplaces, it's gone. What about gift cards? Do they have some sort of safety thing? If you lose it, can you get the value back somehow?
Actually, some retailers will allow you to use it if the person who has it has a receipt and they can prove it. Oftentimes, though, it's just like money. If you lose it, you can't use it. But here's the thing. I told you how I'm not good about using mine because I, like, hoard them. But I found a JCPenney gift certificate someone gave me in 1995. You know, this is really bad. So I called them up because I was doing this segment, and I said, can I still use this? And they said, sure, come in. We'll convert it to that little plastic gift card, and you can use it. Now, that's pretty good. So that's what you want to look for. Some merchant who has a very generous, liberal policy for their gift cards.
It's so rare to hear anyone say something nice about the liberals these days. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of the book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life, and a regular guest here on Day to Day with tips on personal finance. Michelle, thank you and happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays to you, too.
And if you have questions for Michelle, email them to us at daytoday@npr.org. And please put Michelle in the subject line.